spoken in favor for the special one.
Well, Hojin maybe wants to. Hojin maybe wants to come to the front.
Yeah. One moment.
If okay, should I answer backwards or forwards? Okay, the first question, I think this issue of whether bulges and ellipticals are of the same family is still under debate. I think the current view is that the bulges of late-type galaxies do not appear to be a continuation of elliptical sequence, that they have preferentially exponential profiles, that they're more supported by rotation than by random motion. So it looks as though the transition from a bulge which is produced by a merger to a bulge which is produced by disk instability perhaps depends, is the one that is dependent.
Low luminosity elliptical is also supported by rotation. So it's the same luminosity.
Yes. At the same luminosity, then, at least at bright luminosity, there doesn't seem to be any difference. That's true. What was your second question?
Well, I'm going to turn to the third one.
Okay.
The second one's on the radial orbit, and the third one is everything in a hierarchical
simulation. Okay. The second one, I think, was addressed by Lars yesterday. I don't have more to say about that because I don't, in these simulations, these are not dynamical simulations where we actually merge galaxies.
You have the dark matter halos.
We have the dark matter halos.
You say, in other words, you paint the red dot on it.
Yes.
That's going to be an elliptical galaxy. And you have that halo. And so you can actually look at the orbits in that and see what they are.
Well, this picture is that the disks form by some dissipative process.
So I'm talking about the halo. And therefore, the elliptical would be similar.
And the third question I do remember is all galaxies formed by mergers, what don't disks formed by mergers too? The distinction between disks and bulges in disks and ellipticals, should I say, in our model is one that we would say that an elliptical is a galaxy which has had a major merger and which has not had any more gas accretion which has been able to form a substantive new disk. Whereas a galaxy with a small bulge and a large disk is something which had a major merger far in the past, which is essentially accreted quiescently from the halo from redshift 2 to the present, and no, there's been no infall of any big satellite to perturb it. So that's how we get disks and bulges.
Spread in the alpha iron ratio of the function of velocities versus would say
these plots, well, this plot that I showed, I wanted to ask you this, seems those low luminosity, low sigma galaxies in the Kunchner data set were virtually all what he called S zeros. So is there a transition from?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I honestly don't know what alpha higher relationship is.
Could you have a selective feedback mechanism that would get rid of the iron relative to the alpha elements in low potential wells? That would also might do it. I know, but some people think that's not realistic, and I don't know. Yes. No, you're supposed to talk about it now.
In regards to your comment on the evolution of galaxy size, we do have some information from the Nicholas Hubble field. This does show an extent, a significant luminosity evolution. I don't know if you want to put that up. It shows it.
Well, why don't you come up? Because it's quite loud.
Those curves have an evolution correction or not? Are those just shifting the local templates?
This is shifting the local templates, taking into account metric and surface brightness giving. The selection, all of these objects from essentially here on actually go with this template or actually even higher. So this is matching with the template as it's selected.
So there's no set of evolution correction.
No, this is simply a 50-million-year-old galaxy which has the first star formation that lasted 50 million years.
Right, but I was more interested in the early type curve that you have here. The rise is very steeply, but that's because you haven't made a correction for the fact that stars should be younger at the higher redshift.
This is, again, just simply an unevolving template. So, but none of these objects here selected any of that.
You have an interesting model, but very simple model for very complicated objects. Yes?
I made that point.
I'm repeating again. And that contradicts reasonable profile concentration for Navarro and Vasco, right? So in any other size, kind of a size of astronomy prizes. If a simplistic model fails to expectations, we blame the simplistic model, not those expectations. So here we have a lot of assumptions, and they don't play right. So why we're not looking for problems with assumptions, not blaming prizes?
I do not understand it. Is there a question?
Is it really a problem for Navarro and Conway or not? Maybe it's a
problem. It's what a problem?
Well, the concentration doesn't fit with those disks, but how concentration?
No,
low C parameter doesn't fly with simulation, right? So if you take C15 for those galaxies, which would be reasonable, what well, something like that. They fail, right?
But unless you go down to very, very low mass
ratio,
yeah, that's correct.
Yes. So why should we be looking for some extra physics?
Well, from this morning, we heard that you can see that you have some galaxies with very low, some halos with very low C and some with high C. I just don't want to make a strong statement there. So Julia might say, what kind of C we really have and what kind of shadow we really have.
We do no average C for those galaxies in the class. So if all of them fail, or most of them fail, they fail good.
I have a question for Arjun.
Yeah.
In your model for the formation of disks, do you have bulges? And if not, if you put the bulges before the disks,
yeah,
would that help to get better disks?
I think that's a quite complicated problem, and that's an interesting one. So if you have the low Hamiltonian stuff going toward the center at the first place and form a bulge, and then what happens, this bulge can stabilize the later inform galaxy disk, and then you could get large number of galaxies with disk with very low angular momentum. But in that case, you get very, very steep rotation curve. So
there are plenty of galaxies without bulges. But I have gone into your sample there. That's probably not
exactly
the way
I am. Yeah, kind of. I have also a question coming for Genevieve.
There is a paper on aspect pH of 1 or 2 weeks ago by Jason and others, in which they argue that the situation concerning the K-limited magnitude distribution of redshift is far less clear-cut than in the diagram by Fontana called using photometric redshift. They have instead used the distorted redshift. The other point is, in your simulation, one natural byproduct for ritual realization is a specific prediction of the distribution of edges inside each galaxy. And this applies to boundaries that we can produce as well. What kind of distribution of edges would you predict in your models for a bulge such as the galactic bulge? And does that agree with virtually one single age that we observe in the galactic bulge?
I haven't seen the Dickinson paper, so I can't comment on that. I can't comment on that. Was it based just on the HDF, and was it? I know he's concerned that large scale structure was influencing the results. Now, when you said it wasn't as simple as Fontana, they used many different fields. So either the problem would have to be that their photometric redshifts were wrong, and this was biasing their results, or that for some reason, their estimate of the field to field scatter, because they didn't use just the HDF, they used the HDF south and several NICMOS fields together. And I was surprised how little scatter there was from field to field, but that's what they found, and I don't know why. For the distribution of ages inside the bulge, the Milky Way bulge, probably in this picture, formed by a major merger at a redshift of 1.5 or so, and so you get to fit in order to fit the bulge to disk ratio, what we think is the Milky Way in a reasonably low density environment. That's what more or less comes out, and that is a fairly small spread in age. If you
what we find would be
the last stars.
The last stars are formed there. Yeah, right. Since that paper was published, there's some doubt being cast on the true slope of the color magnitude relation. The claim is that as you went to the more massive systems in the sample of Bauer, Lucy, and Ellis, you were looking more towards the center, and we know that their color gradients are elliptical. So I think it was Scodeggio and others have redone something in sort of more comparing it to the fixed physical radius, and they claim the slope is weaker. So in order to fit those results, these are all global colors, global metallicities, it would be less of a constraint on the models. Whereas I haven't gone back and looked at it again. For this fit, it was, as I think I mentioned, for a 220 kilometers a second halo, I had to, I think the outflow rate compared to the star formation rate, which is one way you could parameterize the strength of the feedback, was, even for 220 kilometers a second halo, it was larger than the star formation rate by 50% or something like that, which is quite strong. Maybe I just heard you want to comment on this, or shall I go?
So this is part of the question. So that is not a problem there. You have a strong feedback.
fissure risk. So that's one thing. The other thing is that whether we do use an outflow or something like that, that we don't know.
What?
And, well, you are probably right that we don't observe the X-ray halos, and we are confident that then we use it going that way. Or, I don't know.
But actually, the problem is the serious problem is the prolonged time. If you just start how much energy you have to free up to pull the electric gas that you see into the fire galaxy. Well, I think if you make a naive estimate, you do find the conflict. I think another time, the estimate will not perfectly accept. So I don't know what the answer is, but one possibility is that the naive models are not right. And then the naive model for the cooling, so for example, if the gas that's cooling is multi-phase and there are cold clouds. There might be ways to hide away the effects of not. The energy has to come out somewhere. And the question is, can you throw it out? Can you eject this energy as energy that you would see in the electric current? And I think that's not the question.
Well, you don't have a problem if you make the disks a long time ago.
Well, that's another thing. You make a very high redshift and then.
Very high.
That's right.
But we have time for two more questions.
Maybe this question is somewhat related. And I asked really this question a couple of years ago as well. So just have some time to think about
it.
In this picture, so you have a major merger and then you start building a disk. So where are all the transition objects between elliptical and fixed wire? And also the fixed elliptical design and young and this whole scene of building on this.
Well, Hans Walter just told us the opposite. Is he here?
Yes. All elliptical have discs.
All ellipticals have discs. He's not here.
These discs are old. Well, not really old, but I mean, they're not styrofoam. Right? If you guess for me at this moment, the building of the new model galaxy, you would expect a little styrofoam. Are there ellipticals that sort of, yeah,
well, I think there's evidence for gas around early type galaxies in some cases. And I don't know the details of whether there's star forming in the disk, the star formation in the disk that Hans Walter finds, but I wish he was here to comment.
The last question here from Russell.
I was just wondering, could you say something about disk forming at low redshift? It was one of your comments earlier in your talk that disk should be forming at redshift of order unity or even less. And I'd just like to point out that I think that may be in contradiction with several observations. We heard that there were in the direct study.
Are in place,
a redshift 3, then the disk number redshift 1 is
fine with the model that's presented, because that, those data were actually analyzed in the paper.
Yeah,
so
if
you're worried about the last
one. If it's one to be observed, I think informing in this model is when the guy's actually collapsed in dark yellow, and I think that actually probably
is the higher level. If you look at the Mao Mao White paper, you actually analyzed the data that the show, and they didn't get those models. Well, that particular data set